Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Listen to the show in HD at 100.3 HD2 FM. Listen now on ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Hey, I've enjoyed having you sitting right there today.
Thank you. I've enjoyed sitting
every
here.
Time you come in to do the show, we have fun.
I like to bring you a little list every now and again.
That was a good list.
It's a good list.
I have a question for you before we get out of here as well.
I look forward to it.
But right now, it's time to talk to our good friend Jeff Joniak. He joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. You will hear he... Is it he or him? Which would I say? He and Tom Thayer or him and Tom Thayer?
Him and Tom Thayer.
Him and Tom Thayer. Yeah. I wanted to go with the old English version, though, Connor.
Well, that's a different language altogether.
It is?
Okay. Yeah, that's Chaucer was writing in a different English.
Okay, Jeff Joniak joins us right now. Connor's in for Sylvie. Jeff, what's up, my friend?
Not much, boys. How are we feeling? How did you guys get along today? Pretty good?
Yeah, I think we found some common ground. Nice. I mean, we really don't ever compare. I don't think we have any confrontations.
I don't think we've battled here and there.
I mean, it's talk radio. There's got to be a little bit of yin and yang.
The only thing is you should see his hat, Jeff. Like, his hat, he's like, I asked him if he's a sweater. He says, no, he's a runner.
He's a sweater.
So, like, he doesn't sweat. Like, 3 miles in, he doesn't sweat. But, like, his hat has got the worst sweat stains
on it.
It's
not great, Jeff.
It's a white hat with sweat stains. So your forehead is prone to sweating.
He's got that salt ring going.
Yeah, I got the salt ring going.
It's a salt ring going.
That's a sign of accomplishment, Tom.
Thank you. See? Thank you. That means
he's putting the work in.
That's true.
My short game will keep me about 3.5 over every hole.
Perfect.
How many miles do you run when you run? Do you do distance?
No, sir. Not anymore. I used to.
Because you're a long and lean guy.
I am. That's right. Like to climb a little bit, actually. Yeah. I got into climbing some, but I got to be honest, Jeff. Like, we had our daughter, 15 months ago, something like that.
You climbing rocks or ropes or what?
Climb at the gym. Yeah, you go climb like rock wall climbing.
You go to the gym and climb stuff?
Used to, yeah, absolutely. Avid climber. Like, really? Into it. But since my daughter was born, little to no physical activity, save getting her out of the crib.
Tom can relate.
What? Ouch, man. What is your specialty? Like, he's long and lean, so you expected him to run distance.
I thought he was, doing a 10-miler every day or something
back in the day.
To keep it fresh. But
are you a wrestler, Jeff? Did you ever wrestle?
No.
You're a stout and powerful man. You never wrestled?
No, other than gym class.
That's my point. And I think you got, like, when you need to flip that switch and have an edge, you can do it.
Yeah, don't mess with
it. I know. That's what I mean. I think you'd be a great wrestler.
Yeah. Do you remember Dave Hendrickson, of course, here at Hallis Hall?
Yes.
Yes. So Dave was a wrestler, and he's since retired.
Yeah.
But one time back in the football video room, I gave him a little skunk eye or something.
He looked at him,
and he put me in a pretzel so fast, it was painful.
Yeah.
Painful.
Yeah.
Painful, painful.
You got to
get down in that stance, and when he got that stance, you're
dead. You went to turn and run.
Yeah.
But not you. You've never run from a challenge. You said, let's go.
But I paid the price.
Let me ask you a question as well. Connor was trying to describe the game of craps to me. I don't know if you're a...
No, not me.
Okay.
Nope.
Would you like to do the play-by-play of somebody playing craps at a casino?
Is that just rolling the dice?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you don't understand... I don't understand the game at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know where to begin. So, it would be no good for me.
It'd make for fun play-by-play. I think it's a good exercise for a play-by-play person.
Are you allowed to have excitement? Are you allowed to, let it rip?
Absolutely.
Count me in. I'm full of energy.
Connor, give us a statement that
full
you would...
Full-throated.
What am I doing? Am I trying to hit 8 the hard way or something like that?
Let's say the point is 6, right?
Point
we're going to roll in a 6. Means we want to roll a 6 before we roll a 7 in this case.
So what am I? So I got the dice and I'm rolling. What is a good roll for me?
A 6 would be great.
Okay.
And not
two
a 7
threes.
Would be wonderful.
How about 2 threes?
Love 6 the hard way.
Okay,
that'd be
so
fantastic.
Jeff, here we go. We're trying to hit 6 the hard way. I roll the dice and I get a couple of 3s. And Jeff Joniak, who's doing play by
he gets it the hard way and down he goes. There you go.
Everybody
down
at the
table,
happy drinks
around.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
There you go.
See, I just wanted to talk about anything other than the Bears quarterback situation.
Well, what quarterback situation?
Well, the one you were trying to sell me on.
We got it all cleaned up, right?
Okay, good. Right, because last week you were trying to sell me on like a nine-guy competition.
Well, listen, I'm all about it. I'm all about competition, but I just told you, listen, if you're going to move them, let's get something in return. So let's hope it's a fourth rounder in 25.
In all seriousness, what did you make of how it all transpired and now, you know, moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, out and about and on St. Paddy's Day, which made it interesting to get on the podcast, ESPN's podcast with Pat. But, yeah, I mean, listen, I was out all day that day, and every 5 minutes somebody came up. Hey, what's going on? And then when it happened, everybody giving you their opinion. And I was in multiple places, so I heard a lot of opinions.
Yeah.
And a lot of hopes and dreams now on Caleb Williams. And, you know, observing it and listening to all the analysis of it yesterday, I'll tell you, he was impressive. He's impressive. He's 22 years old, but he's talking like a real veteran quarterback when he gets asked questions. And he pulled off a heck of a day yesterday. Yeah. You know, for whatever a pro day is, he nailed it. Well, he really did.
I'm with you, Jeff. I also thought the Bears having Keenan Allen there, even though he's been a Bear for about 8.5 minutes now, was a very pro move, and I loved seeing it.
Yeah, we just did an interview with the Chargers voice, Matt Money Smith. He'll be on Bears Weekly coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Tom and I just talked to him, and we talked about that very thing. You know, did the Bears have him there, or did Keenan show up on his own? He has a relationship with a guy dating back about a year, but we call that in the business, or just in general. Here in this press room at Hallis Hall, when guys in the media do something right, well, that's a veteran move.
Yeah.
That was a veteran move.
Yeah.
Veteran move by Keenan Allen.
What'd you make of the trade for Keenan Allen as well, Jeff?
Man, I never saw it coming.
Right.
I mean, for a fourth-round pick, but a guy so well-established. You know, he's just fantastic.
He is.
Third down. You know, 80% of his catches on third down were for first downs in his career. That's an ungodly number.
Oh, wow.
80%. You don't see that. And it's, you know, it's outlined by Matt Smith, the voice of the Chargers, you know, he runs routes, Tommy, and you can appreciate this and embrace this, one speed, so you never know what he's doing. And he's just crafty. And, you know, that never goes out of style. So it's not about speed with him. It's about how he runs those routes. An absolute technician. And you got DJ on the other side and everything else that's coming together. So, you know, really good things. Now I'm stuck like at nine, like, I'm trying to theorize. I told you, like, all these tackles. Not sure. Are you willing to pass one of these tackles just because there's so many good ones? Do you have to go and get a receiver instead? Do you move down and still get a really good receiver? Or the greatest need they have, honestly, is a pass rusher still. So all these things formulating for Ryan Poles to go through, because if we're thinking it, he's thinking it too.
Jeff, I think that one of the best things about what has transpired over the last several weeks is, and it's unfortunate if you're Justin Fields, because the infrastructure wasn't there for you for a number of reasons that we've talked about for a very long time. But for Caleb Williams, with the addition of Keenan Allen and Gerald Everett and DeAndre Swift and some of the offensive line pieces they put together and what they'll do at nine, the infrastructure for a rookie quarterback is unlike anything that we've seen in the league for quite some time.
Oh, maybe ever.
For a first pick overall, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got to really dig deep, and I'm sure somebody will write this one day and dig really deep to see when that was the case. But, you know, his own college coach said the same thing yesterday. Like, this is a great setup, if in fact, and, you know, give Caleb some credit too. He kept couching everything. If I'm the number one pick, should I go there? You know, he's not just banking on it just yet, and they still have to visit with him here at Hallis Hall and all that business. But yeah, I mean, you're talking about a team that should have won more than their seven games last year, a team with a defense that is formidable if they play like they did at the end of the year. And will be even better if they get another edge rusher to pair with Montez Sweat. You got a vibrant secondary. You got weapons on offense, and you know you're feeling pretty good about your offensive line. You've invested in some veterans in case of injury and competition on the offensive line. I mean, there's a whole lot in the right direction.
There is.
You know, no question about it.
Hey, what do you have? Before I ask you what's coming up on the show, Bears Weekly, I know that you mentioned you talked to
Matt Smith.
Matt Smith.
The LA Chargers. You have to talk about our new new Bears.
Will you have one eye on the True TV presentation of Iowa State and South Dakota State?
Well, you know, I'm not sure I have it up here at Hallis Hall. So otherwise,
a two seed, by the way, a two seed for Iowa
State.
Gosh
darn right, they could have easily been a one. I mean, they split with Houston and buried them in their second meeting, tied them up in knots. Hey, listen, fellas.
Did you call the basketball while you were there as well?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, I
did. So you are a proud alum right now.
Jeff Hornacek and Jeff Greer and that crew. Oh, Johnny Orr. Come on, man. That was fun for me.
Damn, you're old, man.
Yeah, wow. I am old. Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, it is. It is a long time ago. I forget how much older I am than you.
Yeah, like 2 years.
2 years. Come on.
3 years. I'm 57.
Oh, well, I got you by four, buddy, going on five.
All right.
Anyway, that's a whole college education right there.
That is.
Between
us.
Anyway, that team is absolutely fun to watch and aggravating at the same time. You Cyclone fans out there know it because they're not the greatest shooting team. They can get hot when they need to, and they rely on their defense. They force a ton of turnover, and they're going to make you work for every inch of that hardwood. That's the bottom line of the Cyclone. So hope they go far.
Yep.
And I'll enjoy it if they do.
All the best to your basketball team.
Thank you,
enjoy Bears Weekly, 6:30 to 7:30. It'll come on right after this show wraps up. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. See you, Connor. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Jeff Joniak. He is such a joy to talk to.
That he is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have a question for you.
Yeah. What is
Okay. It's a really simple question, and I was thinking about this. This morning, my dog got up early. She's 15 years old. She's a poodle. She's one of the family. Like, she struggles a little bit because she's, you know, got some arthritis, but whatever. So I was out walking her. And my next door neighbor now, I think he leaves his garage door open a little bit. Is that for, like, if you have a cat?
Like, he leaves it open a little bit?
Like 5-6 inches.
Okay.
Like the garage door. Is that, like, do you do that? I see that consistently kind of. Is that for a cat?
That's suburb stuff. You don't get that in the city.
No,
you leave
your
garage door open 6 inches and you're going to have a feast of rats down
right
there.
No, I don't want that.
Well, right.
Right. I'm not, but I was assuming
maybe
Mellor,
his garage is broken.
No, because I've seen it down before as well. Is that something you do for?
I don't know.
Mellor, you're suburbanite. Is that something?
I can't say that I leave my garage door open. The last time I remember seeing that.
But you don't have a cat.
Wasn't the film American Beauty. I believe Kevin Spacey had turned his garage into a home gym. And so to get a little air circulation, he left it about.
Oh, yeah, that was. Okay.
That's the last time I remember that being. So is your neighbor working out in the garage?
No, he's not.
According
I don't know
to
him really
door,
well.
GarageDoor.com, it's a bad idea. It's,
well, of
it
course
can cause
it is. I don't think
it's strain and wear.
So anyway,
on the winch.
But the what?
The winch. Yeah, like a winch is a winch.
Oh,
like,
I thought you. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, on the.
Is not a wench. A winch.
Okay, I didn't know what you said. What's wrong with you, man? So then it led me to the question for those, and I know I'm going to find myself in trouble for asking this. First of all, do you own a cat?
No. And I'm
sure that people have wonderful relationships with their cat.
I'm told they exist.
What type of interaction does one have with a cat? Now, I say that as, you know, a numbskull, you know, I get it. I'm a Neanderthal. Me and my dog, I talk to my dog or whatever. And
you're such an idiot for enjoying your relationship with your pet.
But do people who own cats have the same? Cats do their own thing.
A good friend of mine has like 5 cats. And
does he interact with them?
Yeah, he started posting on Instagram with all of them.
Single?
You know, they all got. No, he's not. He's married.
Ooh.
Got a whole. You know,
he's had checked.
Nope. They're married. They lovely family. The whole thing. And they started out by adopting these cats.
Which is great. Now, I don't make
fostering.
That.
Fostering. They're fostering
fantastic.
These cats.
Fantastic. Because, you know, anytime you can find a home for an animal that doesn't have one is great.
And they fell in love with them. There were 3 cats that were injured or whatever. They're fostering. And they just thought, you know what, we're going to take them. We fell in love with them. And then I think now there's 5. I think now there's 5 cats.
But so, it feels like you can have kind of a relationship, you know, as an owner-pet relationship. The cat kind of runs the show in that relationship, doesn't it?
It's an adversarial relationship.
That's my point.
Like, the cat, I think, hunts
I've
you
never
most
understood
nights.
It.
I don't either.
My brother's got a cat, and when I go back to Cincinnati and I stay with him, that cat, I swear to you, I sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
The cat sleeps on the futon or the ottoman that sits right next to the couch stares at me.
Yeah, no, it's waiting for you to die so that it can eat you if you do.
There's like I said to my brother, who also has a dog, well, what do? You take the cat out? He goes, no.
No. You take the cat out?
I said, well, what does the cat do? He says he just runs around the house. I said, do you interact with the cat? No, he's just here. Like, I'm just asking. I don't
can't
get
it to you. I can't explain it to you. I won't have a cat. It's not going to happen.
Did you have a cat at any point?
No, I've never had a cat.
Tyler?
I'm allergic, so no.
I am too, because whenever I go to my brother's place, I start sneezing.
Also, here's the... because I'm a dog owner
as
well.
I feel like an asshat for asking this, because I know that there are people that are very fond of their cat, and I'm not trying to belittle your relationship with your cat. I just want to know how interactive it is and how rewarding it is.
Here's the thing about
because
habits.
I have a really rewarding relationship with my dog. My dog's not the smartest dog on the planet. She's just a little weird and does. She's very quirky.
She's very poodle. We got a half a poodle ourselves.
Yeah. But, like, we're right there. Like, you know, we're kind of the same.
Yeah, locked in.
Yeah, we're locked in. Like, we both pee outside, you know. I mean, like, but seriously, like, we have, when I come home, my wife, and if my kids are home, we'll just sit where they're sitting. The dog comes, and says hello.
Yes, you love that.
The cat would never show up when you walk in the door, would it?
Cats also have, and listen, I got a dog. It smells a little bit.
Oh, do you have a dog now?
Yeah, I got a dog. We got a sheepadoodle, a half sheepdog, half poodle.
That's a big dog.
No, she turned out to be the runt. She's like 35, 40 pounds, something like that.
My dog's 15 pounds and overweight.
It's very tiny. So that's
still small. I mean, still big. 35 pounds is still a big dog, isn't it?
She was supposed to be 75. She's supposed to be 75, 80. My wife tried to pull a fast one on me and said, oh, this dog will be small. Don't worry about it. Because I only wanted like a 25, 30-pound dog, something like that. I was like, but cats have a... cats smell. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into caring for a cat. So does mine. Yeah. But there's a different
the cat
smell.
Poops in a box in the house.
And then it stays there. And then the box stays there, and then the stuff that you use to make the poop not smell like poop smells.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And it doesn't smell like poop, but it also smells very bad.
I don't get it. And I know I sound like I'm not anti-cat. I just don't understand it.
I would also be searching for that meaning. I don't get
Like, what was the little animal that people would have, you know, that would run on the habit trail?
Chinchilla.
No.
A hamster.
A hamster? Well, who's got a hamster?
I had a hamster growing up.
What are you doing with a hamster?
I had a hamster growing up because I thought it was cool. Andy Dykhuizen down the road had a hamster, and I was like, you know what? I want to have a hamster. So I had a hamster. And the thing died in a vent somewhere.
Just don't, like, I don't get it. I really don't. I don't get the cat thing.
I don't either.
I mean, you put a lot of time, effort, and energy. It's a cost. You know, there are costs associated with. And I just don't know if you're getting... I don't know if you're getting... It's not your money's worth, but...
I'm not going to cast aspersions, but I think you're all...
I don't know if you're getting any, you know, like... You're giving and you're giving. Are you getting anything in return?
What is it that you love about your cat? The fact that it hates you? I mean, is that... Like, I don't...
I'm glad we see this in the same manner. Like, I've had this thought for a really long time, and I've kept it to myself.
No, and I would also... I'm with you. I want to know more. I also... It's one of the few things in life where I pride myself on being somebody like, you present me with new information, and I will change my opinions based on good information.
You have an open mind.
If you present me the good information about why you like your cats at the house, I am not going to be changing my mind. Great for you. Happy for you. I'm not going to get a cat.
Meller, you're a... Meller's gone. I was going to say, Meller's a dog owner. And I was wondering whether or not he felt... Charlie, you probably have had a cat in your life, haven't you?
Yeah, I had two cats. Didn't like either of them.
No?
See?
What type of interaction did you have with the cat?
So one cat I had when I was, like, very young. Pull on its tail a lot. I was mean to that cat. Older cat would scratch me a lot.
Charlie just lived Tom and Jerry in real life.
It would hit me. The cat would hit me in the head with a hammer, and my head would squish very
flat.
Literally,
so I had
there
a flight of stairs.
All over the house. Don't know why.
And so, like, there goes...
anvils from the roof constantly.
From the Acme Anvil Company?
My cat would hang out on the steps and, like, swat at my head as I would walk by.
Well,
she was a very mean
tail.
Cat. This is a
what
different
about
cat.
The other cat?
Cat.
The other cat that you didn't pull the tail.
That was the cat. The cat whose tail I pulled was very nice.
So did you get anything out of the relationship with the cat, so to speak?
No. This cat died like 4 years ago. I was honestly a little unfazed by it.
You were unfazed.
She was a mean cat.
By the abusive relationship with your cat.
I'm sure there are some cats out there that are more cuddly and are more interactive. But my brother's cat doesn't do anything other than sit there and kind of stare at you.
He doesn't do anything?
And give you the vibe like, if you do close your eyes, yeah. I'm going to claw the hell out of that jugular vein that I can see moving.
I feel like if you look at a cat, they're just kind of thinking, don't, all the time. You know? Yeah. Don't come over here. Don't touch
me. All right, I apologize.
Kind of sounds like there's not a lot of people to apologize to here.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some cat people out there, but it's always been on my mind, and I felt like I'd ask the question. So, anyway, this portion of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by the fine people and our partners at Steinhoffels. Connor, it was it was great to spend 4 hours with you.
Of course.
To talk about some really important stuff and to talk about some stuff that really doesn't matter much.
The nonsense is sometimes the best.
Can we do this again sometime?
Absolutely.
Thank yous to Jesse Rogers, to Jeff Joniak, to... anybody else? Did we talk to anybody else, Tyler?
No, that was it.
No?
That was our day.
Thank you to Tyler. Thank you to Jeff Meller. Bears Weekly is up next. Everybody have a great night. This is ESPN 1000.